Thank God you're easy. I love an easy woman. How would you like an easy man?
Yeah.
Anybody?
Yeah.
Woo! I mean, I'm just not talking about just lovers. I'm just talking about our relationships, yeah, period. Would you like to have some easy relationships?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
This is not mind control. Well, here we go. In the situation that you think you're in right now, you will know when you've learned correctly, because when you have, the miracle will happen. The answer will happen when you've learned under the right guidance. Your learning is invisible. You can only recognize what you've learned by the results. You can only recognize what you've learned by the results. So if you want to know what you've learned, what are your results? If you want to know what you've learned in the area of finance, what are your results? If you want to know what you've learned in the area of relationships, what are your results? If you want to know what you've learned in the area of right perception of your body, what are your results? If you want to know what you've learned, ask yourself, what are my results? Not from guilt, not from shame, not from beating yourself up because you could have done it better. You just want to see the results so you can know what you've learned.
That's too easy.
If you want some new results, you have to learn again, but under the guidance that knows how to give you what you want. Is everybody with me on that?
Yeah.
So this is a thought that I want to give you as a demonstration of what this is talking about. The thought of, I give everything I see all the meaning that it has for me. So that's what the Course would call a miracle thought, because it's correct. I've given everything I see all the meaning it has for me. You with me so far?
Yeah.
Okay, then the Course says, you will recognize there's no order of difficulty in that thought. When I start applying that thought to every situation, it becomes easier for me to use the thought. As I apply the thought to every situation, it becomes easier for me to use the thought. Here is the thought. I'm giving what you all are feeling right now all the meaning it has for me. And you're giving yourself all the meaning I have for you right now. I don't mean any more to anybody in here than the meaning that they're giving me right now. That's the truth that I can apply to every situation and any situation. So what's upsetting you right now, you're the one that's giving it the meaning that it has for you. Whatever's making you feel happy right now, you're the one that's giving it all the meaning that it has for you. Whatever you are experiencing right now, you are the one giving it all the meaning that it has for you. And that's what the Course means when it says applying the miracle in every situation. That means that when I leave here today, if I go to the movie, will I be giving that all the meaning it has for me? Yeah. And then wherever I go when I leave the movie, won't I be giving it all the meaning that it has for me? So if it's the truth, you can always recognize it, because it'll always be something you can use in every situation. If you can't use it in every situation, it's not the ultimate truth. And in every situation, I can give you all the meaning that you have for me, which means theoretically, the way I feel is being controlled by the way I'm interpreting things.
So if you don't feel good then, and you're thinking about something, and you're giving yourself that not feel good feeling, so the way to change that then is to give it a new meaning, to see it differently.
I need another way of looking at it. I want another way of looking at it. And when I get the other way of looking at it, I might not believe it, but remember, I'm trying to expand myself so I can grow. So that means I got to let in some thoughts that I don't believe. Okay? So the new thought is, everything that's happening to me is for my own best interest. Okay, that's the thought. Okay, so then what does that mean? That means that in every situation, I have to tell myself it's for my own best interest. Even though I may not understand it at the time, it's some way, and somehow it's for my own best interest. That's another way of looking at it. Do I believe that's true? Of course I don't believe that's true in every situation, that everything I go through is for my own best interest. Because if I thought it was, I wouldn't be so mad all the time. Right? The only way you can see it is being for your own best interest and be mad about it. So you know the areas that you don't see is for your own best interest, just like I do. It's the areas you're not happy about. Those are the areas that you don't see as being for your own best interest. So how do you get out of that dilemma? You start seeing them as everything that's happened to me in this situation is for my own best interest. But I don't have to believe it. But I don't have to believe it. But I don't have to believe it. I just need to introduce the thought. All I need to do is introduce the thought. Right now, I don't need to believe the thought. Like right now, me saying this to you, I know you've gone through a lot in your life, and some of it hasn't been very pleasant. And there's some things you might be going through right now that I don't even know about that's really hard for you. But no matter what's going on right now, it's for your own best interest. There's something that's coming out of this that's going to be a blessing beyond your wildest imagination. Is it necessary to go through pain in order for you to get the blessing? No. But since you have chosen to go through these experiences, let me give you a way to look at it that will make it easier for you to move through it faster, so that you come to that state where you'll never ask for these kind of experiences in order to grow again.
Yes.
All right, I'm through, y'all. I appreciate y'all so much. Whoa. And let's thank God, because that certainly wasn't me. Hi, y'all. I'm Phony Earl. I hope y'all enjoyed Real Earl. Well, Phony Earl thinks he needs to eat and have a roof over his head, so we're going to do a love offering.
Good class. Real Earl.
Oh, I'll pass it on to him.
Will you let him know?
Yeah, I'll let Real Earl know.
Let him know.
I'll let Real Earl know that he's appreciated, you know. And Unreal Earl gets a lot of love, too. I get the fallout. Because I look like him. So as long as I don't say anything, you know, people treat me really great. So when I'm out with people on the one-on-one, they accuse me of being very quiet. But I'm being very quiet, so they won't know I'm not the real one. Oh, God. Thank you for sharing with me in my full-time ministry with the course. Thank you. Thank you. You're such blessings. Next class is at noon on Wednesday, 7 p.m. on Thursday. There's a prosperity class here at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays that Reverend David does. Yeah, come on.
Hi.
This is So I want to thank my secret helpers. I want to thank my secret helpers. I want to thank my secret helpers. Secret helpers, I want to thank you. Secret helpers, I want to thank you. I want to thank you, secret helpers. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So hugs are available.